Is that sometimes the experience healing through the chanting the mantras and any unwanted emotion that might be there, just get flushed out and tears come out. So how exactly is this related or is understandable in terms of the chanting of the mantras? The Bhagavatam, the Srimad Bhagavatam is an ancient Bhakti Yoga text. And use the example of how spiritual sound cleanses the consciousness. And it says, Loti Shamalam Krishna Salilasya Thasharat. So, Loti means to cleanse it, wash away. Shamalam Krishna, all dirt is washed away by divine sound, just as a dirty river is flushed away by the autumnal rains. When a river, because of pollution or whatever is sedimentation, has become dirty, and the rains fall, and the rainwater just flushes away the rainwater, earlier water, and the river becomes clean. So like that, similarly, when we live in the world and try to get things done, often things go wrong, things don't work out. And these various ways in which things may not work out, things may work out partially right, things may go completely wrong. So these cause frustrations. And these frustrations become emotional blockages. And sometimes that frustration may not even come out immediately. It may not even be, we may not even be conscious. Sometimes we are irritable. And we, if you're not very introspective, we're not even understanding what made me irritated. But maybe something happened earlier and then that was just, the pressure was then like you have pressure cooker. Suddenly it bursts out. The pressure was building continuously. So at that time it bursts out. So there are various things in life which can cause this frustration. Now yes, if there are problems in the outer world, we have to deal with them in a practical way. But often when there are emotional blockages, then those become a bigger problem than the problem. The outer, the inner problem, the inner emotional blocking that happens, that becomes a bigger problem than the outer problem, because the emotional blockage, it blocks our ability to effectively deal with the problem. That's why life determines our problems, we determine their size. Life determines our problems, but we determine their size. If we let the problems cause emotional blockages in us, then the problems become much, much bigger than what they need to be. So, now, these emotional blockages, because of that, our consciousness becomes sullied, becomes dirty. And when we recite the mantra, that is like the autumnal rain falling. There is a flood of divine love that comes along with the chanting of the mantras. And that flood of divine love just cleanses away whatever has been blocked. This does not necessarily mean the problems will be magically solved. But the problems will not burden us so much. So, a simple example is if there is a skyscraper. And if a person is at the bottom of the skyscraper will seem huge. If the same person is flying an airplane above the skyscraper, the same skyscraper is there, the skyscraper will be small now. So like that, the absorption mantra, it raises our consciousness above. And therefore, the problems that appear very big, they no longer overpower us. Because we understand that we have a connection with a higher reality. And that's how, so the healing, and so the tears, the healing happens because we experience higher reality, higher happiness that is beyond whatever emotional blockages and emotional choking that might have happened because of various frustrations. Now, with respect to the tears, tears are broadly of two kinds. One is the tears of negative emotions, tears of sorrow. The other is the tears of joy. So, though we may not be able to verbalize the specific reason for the tears, but the chanting of the mantras enables the soul to reunite with its eternal beloved. The soul call for love that is manifested through the mantra, it's fulfilled also through the mantra. So, although we may not realize the conscious level, just like when we meet a friend after many, many years, very cherished childhood friend we meet after 20 years, say, we feel great joy with him. Like the soul is united with the infinite, experiences great joy. And that joy comes out as tears. So those tears are tears of joy and they are very positive. At the same time, the important thing is that the tears in themselves are not the goal. They are the symptom that they are moving towards the goal. And so tears or no tears, if we continue bathing our consciousness in the sound of the mantras, contact and connection will keep getting stronger. And the experience over time will become sweeter and sweeter. Yes, tremendous healing will be experienced through the chanting of the mantras. Thank you. Any other questions?